Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
A two-ton weight around my chest feels like it just dropped from a 20-story height. If there was anyone to ever get through this life with a heart intact, it didn't do it right. And we will again. Slips right through our hand, and just know when everything will end.
One thing I've not really talked about in all 832 episodes of this podcast is my love for the game of snooker. I love it! You may be aware of the World Championships of snooker. I travel there most years to Sheffield and watch games. I always watch the matches on TV. I'm slightly obsessed. And what I'm obsessed about are the personalities. Because snooker players, more than any other sportsman, like great musicians, I guess, you know they had to spend a hell of a lot of their childhoods doing very, very repetitive things on their own. You know, it develops a certain personality. These people have spent most of their childhoods in dark rooms, trying to get balls into pockets with a stick. And now they are paid hundreds of thousands of pounds to do the very same, get balls in a pocket with a stick. They're treated like superstars and given nicknames like boxers that they can frankly never live up to. Some can, famously Hurricane Higgins and Whirlwind Jimmy White lived up to their names, fast around the snooker table and fast and reckless in life. But for example, like Mark Selby, his nickname is the Jester from Leicester. And as far as I'm aware, he has never cracked a single joke. On or off the table. Is he even from Leicester? I don't know. He doesn't have time for jokes anyway, because he's dedicated his whole life to sticking balls into little pockets with his big wooden stick. I find it fascinating. But most fascinating of all for me is when these sportsmen, these top sportsmen, they get to the age of about 40, 45. And they suddenly, almost overnight, become completely shit at snooker. Everything ends, and all things end. They couldn't part a cow's ass with a banjo. Most sportsmen go this way in their 40s, but with snooker, it's particularly cruel. Because there's no physical reason why you should stop being good at it. It should be like stand-up. The more you do it, the better you get. But for some reason with snooker, they suddenly, in their mid-40s, become shit. Because it's all they know, they keep playing. For about 10 to 15 years, getting beaten by teenagers who are more often than not 10 times better. than they ever were.
Everything will end.
It's horrific and beautiful to watch. It's hopes, dreams, aging, refusal to give up, and above all, an absolute assurance that all things end. And that isn't sad. That's just life. And after all, life is just a game. Lots of love.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.